On Friday, President Biden gave an interview where he was asked by Howard Stern if he would be willing to debate Donald Trump. And President Biden said, yeah, at some point during this election cycle, I'd be willing to have a debate with Donald Trump. I mean, look, Donald Trump is the guy who made all of these excuses why he didn't debate in the primaries against his Republican opponents. But President Biden's like, okay, well, we'll do a debate. So what was Donald Trump's response? And Donald Trump responded immediately saying, all right, let's debate right now. Come to the courthouse, bro, and let's do this debate in the Manhattan courthouse while I'm on trial for making hush money payments to a porn star that I was cheating on my wife with while she had just given birth to our first son together, Barron. I mean, that's look at what Donald Trump wrote. Donald Trump goes, crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place. An old expression used by fighters, I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening, even at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it. And so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases he's instigated. Election interference. Look, every single thing that Donald Trump says is a lie. It's all projection and confession here. I've always predicted that Donald Trump isn't going to debate, and this is just one of his tactics, where he tries to make like a fake deal. I'll debate right now. So then he uses that as an excuse later when he comes up with the reason why he doesn't really want to debate and said, look, I would have debated back in April at the courthouse, or I would have debated at a Michigan MAGA rally that I was going to hold, but he said no, and now I'm not going to debate. Or Trump will say something like, I want to personally drug test President Biden, and if we're not drug tested, then there won't be a debate. By the way, do you remember back in 2020 when Donald Trump actually like attempted to kill President Biden, then candidate Biden during the debate? I mean, like, people don't talk about this anymore. Donald Trump hid from everybody, except for a few people who knew that he had tested positive for COVID before the presidential debate in 2020. He hid it, went over to President Biden, and like tried to give President Biden COVID. I just like how the media, no one talks about that aspect anymore, that he hid having COVID, went to a debate to try to infect his political opponent. Then Donald Trump, after another horrible day at trial at the end of last week, gave a press conference where, again, he not only said that President Biden should debate in the Manhattan courthouse or at the Michigan event, but that then Trump invited himself to go to the White House to debate President Biden right now. Here, play this clip.
I just want to say that I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. Ready? Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us tied up in, his administration. This is all being done through Washington. It's all a well-coordinated attack on a political opponent. But I'm here. I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night. We'll be in Michigan, a state that he's destroyed because of the auto industry. We're not going to have any jobs left in Michigan. No auto jobs left in Michigan. They're all going over to China and other places with his ridiculous EV mandate, electric vehicle mandate. But we're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it in the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually. But you tell me where. But we're ready. He's obviously not showing up now. We heard nothing.
And then, of course, all of the people from Trump's campaign, Trump War Room, we're ready to debate, Team Trump, reposted some news from the interview. When Stern asks Biden whether he'll debate, he responds, I am. And then Team Trump goes, anytime, anywhere, any place. You want to bet? You think that Donald Trump's actually going to debate under normal rules and circumstances with real journalists conducting the debate? You think he's going to do that? Or you think he's going to make up an excuse like he's too cold or something? By the way, hat tip over here. Have you seen this video right here? It's hilarious. Donald Trump's been whining about how cold it is every single moment of this event. Just take a look at this video right here. It is incredible. Play this clip.
So we have another day of court in a freezing courthouse. It's very cold in there, for one purpose, I believe. They don't seem to be able to get the temperature up. It shouldn't be that complicated, but we have a freezing courthouse, and that's fine. That's just fine. Let them keep handing it out. There's a rigged trial. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hat tip to Tarquin Helmet, at Tarquin_Helmet. For coming up with that. But here as well is one of the people on Donald Trump's campaign teams, Chris LaCivita. Okay, let's set it up. But again, you're talking about Donald Trump, the guy who literally refused to debate in the primaries. But look, what do we think is, let's think through what a debate would look like. You remember in 2020, what was the big line from that debate? Right? The big line was when Donald Trump said, "Proud Boys, stand back and stand by." Remember that? Play the clip.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
White supremacists and right
like me to condemn?
White Proud Boys. And right
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing
problem.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. That's what his FBI, his FBI director said.
And then everyone's like, "Oh, wow, he said, 'Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.'" Okay, right now, Donald Trump changed the lyrics to the national anthem and made the song with the January 6th insurrectionists, and changed the lyrics around and says, "Welcome the hostages, the unfairly treated hostages." He does this at every rally. So just think he's going to be asked a question like that. Play this clip.
They've done to people. You heard the hostages singing. That was the hostages. They're the J6 hostages, I call them, because they are hostages. They're policemen, they're firemen, they're accountants. They're lawyers in some cases. They're put in jail for extended periods of time, for very long periods of time. They're hostages. You heard them singing. You heard the spirit that they had? The spirit is unbelievable. That song became the number one song. And you.
And then if he's asked whether, like, he wants to pardon the Proud Boys and people like Enrique Tarrio, or pardon the Oath Keepers, how do you think he's going to respond? Here, play the clip.
Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was sentenced to 22 years in jail. Now that you know what the sentence is, 22 years in jail, will you give him a pardon? Will
you
give
ready?
Other Proud Boys a pardon?
I don't know him. I never met him. I never heard of him until I started reading this
stuff. Will you pardon him?
But I want to tell you, he and other people have been treated horribly.
Will you pardon him?
In Minneapolis. I'd certainly look at it. I'd look at that, and I'd look at all the other people that have suffered, the J6 people.
Or when Donald Trump's asked questions about Roe v. Wade, how do you think he's going to respond? Here, play the clip.
And we were able to do that when we terminated Roe v. Wade. Now, when you look at it and you look at what's happening all over the country now, states are voting. Ohio just voted. All different, by the way. It's tailor-made, and it's really working out well for people. And they're very, very happy. Every legal scholar felt for a long time. For 53 years, they've been trying to do it.
And on the other hand, how do you think President Biden's going to handle questions like this? I mean, I'll just give you a recent speech from President Biden where he actually has, a normal conversation. I'll show you this. This was President Biden with my brother Jordy the other day, just so you can see this here. Play this, Glenn.
Mr. President, let's talk about jobs. Now, what would you say to the people in the Commonwealth then across the country?
Well, look, the people in the Commonwealth and people all across the country just want an even chance. They want a shot.
Thanks to my bipartisan infrastructure law, we announced over 51,000 new infrastructure projects all across America. So far, we're just getting started. You may remember my predecessor promised infrastructure week after week. after week for 4 years and never built a damn thing. Yeah. Nothing. No, I'm serious.
The no trickle-down economy that you give tax breaks to the very wealthy and it'll trickle down to help people, it never worked. And so I've changed the whole notion. We're going to build from the middle out and the bottom up, and that's what we're doing. And it's created 800,000 manufacturing jobs, thousands of them here in Pennsylvania, as well as making sure that we're not only creating those jobs, but we're creating 15 million new jobs. And by the way, the only two presidents in American history ever lost jobs from the time they got elected to the time they left were a guy named Herbert Hoover and this guy, what's his name, Trump? He lost them too.
Hey, Midas Mighty. So a little while ago, we had the idea that we wanted to sell the best pro-democracy merchandise in the game for the Midas Touch Network. And candidly, we had no idea where to even get started. That's why I'm so glad that we found Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. We use Shopify at store.midastouch.com, and it has completely revolutionized our business. It allows us to easily manage our shop, view analytics, provide the best customer service, and streamline our entire online shopping experience from A to Z. We wouldn't be able to bring you all the products you know and love without Shopify, and we can't speak highly enough about it. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds and Rothy's and Brooklinen and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, like they were there for us here on the Midas Touch Network. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. We can attest to that. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Midas, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Midas to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/Midas. And MAGA does this all of the time also. And it's just like the dumbest strategy too that they have, where they inflate, like they try to exaggerate Donald Trump as being like the strongest and most powerful and how tough he is and how brilliant he is. And he's playing 15-dimensional chess. And like the guy can't even talk. The guy can't even put sentences together. And by the way, the media is complicit in like acting like that Trump knows what he's doing. The guy can't even put sentences together. All of the things they attack President Biden for, Sleepy Joe, can't put sentences together. That's quite literally Donald Trump. It's quite literally Donald Trump. He's in the courtroom like sleeping and stewing in his own filth as he sits down there in the courtroom. If you ever watch one of these Trump speeches, he quite literally can't put sentences together and just comes up with like just random words. Here's an example of that. Play this clip.
I did this routine where I stumbled and mumbled purposely.
And so we saw President Biden at the State of the Union. Then all the media is like, whoa. Who's this guy? How'd it happen? And then MAGA's always like, he must be on drugs. He must be taking drugs. Is he on performance enhancing? No, that's just President Biden. Yes, President Biden's an older guy right now. I mean, no one's hiding the fact that he's in his 80s. I mean, he's older. But he's very competent. He's always been very smart. He's always been diligent. He's gotten wiser with age, in my opinion. And President Biden's like, you know, talks about coherent policies and Donald Trump doesn't. So when they're finally on stage together, you've got President Biden who is, you know, competent and able. And on the other hand, you've got Donald Trump who is a complete and total mess, like the one we see here and show you. We're just showing you what it is that he's saying. Anyway, well, you can let me know what you think. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers together. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.